At the outset, also from our side, we want to congratulate you for your election and also assure you from Austria's full support. We had this, as our colleague from the Russian Federation has pointed out, we had this discussion in detail last year, and it has not been a very fruitful meeting on all the protocols and also the meeting of high contracting parties. I think it would be good to have a good solution to this, which requires obviously also some compromise also from the Russian Federation when it comes to the way how we move forward on this issue. Basically, our interpretation about the rules of procedures is differently. In our point of view, it's quite clear from the text itself that parties observers should participate in the meetings, in particular as there is no clear distinction from formal or informal meetings. So in the end, all kind of meetings that we conduct under the CCW and its protocols in the end should be formal meetings, and they may participate as observers. One important point, and I think this is essential, is that we also need to recall ourselves that we have one set of observers, and this includes not only organizations under Chapter 10, but also states, and also they may participate as observers. In light of universalization and strengthening the convention and its protocols, it's absolutely important that they have the ability to participate in formal parts of the meetings and not just in informal discussions. Different from other conventions that we know where we have similar discussions, also Chapter 10, when we just go into that detail, is very clear, in particular when it comes to a very important organization as the ICRC, but also about intergovernmental organization and other organizations. They may participate in the deliberations, or in the case of the ICRC, it's also very clear that we as conference may avail ourselves of the relevant expertise of the ICRC. So we don't see this kind of vagueness in the rules of procedures. We also don't see a difference between formal and informal meetings. In the end, the intention of these rules of procedures was for all observers to participate in these discussions. We therefore do not see any kind of restrictions necessary when it comes to this or any kind of interpretations. Yet we are eager to hear a proposal. I don't think that informal hybrid mode would work for us, but if the Russian Federation could explain once again their proposal, I think it would be appreciated.